guys, we're starting a series called Prepared for Action, and little did we know all of what was going to happen today. There's a pending doom, so to speak, just east of us, and for some people it's not so to speak, it's very, very real. But there's been a tide happening in our culture that is different for us, but has been very similar all over the place in this world, where Christians are no longer the majority, where Christians no longer are kind of the resting peace face, if you will, of a community and a culture. And this guy, Peter, wrote this letter to a bunch of people who were literally seeing some of the worst persecution that any human beings had ever seen. Some of them would shortly be burned as lamps because they're Christians. And he's writing to them, not saying, suck it up, buttercup. But he's like, be prepared. Be prepared for action. Be prepared to live out your faith because your Savior is true. This is a man who absolutely could understand God's work in him and through him despite him. Because Peter is the guy that wrote it. And I'll tell you more about him next week. But he was a disciple and he was a fisherman first. He was an apostle. He was this chosen one to be a mouthpiece for the first church. And he was highly unqualified, except for God. And so I want to ask you to join me in 1 Peter, and I'm only going to read the first 12 verses, and I've got to go quickly because we have another song. Have just a quick announcement to invite you to be a part of some ministry that's happening here. And I'm not going to cover all that I wanted to, but it's okay. And I encourage you to read through 1 Peter. I'm trying to read through it once a day. You don't have to do that. John's got some cool reading plans that he puts out there on our app, and I would love for you to do that. But this prepared for action isn't just like sharpen your swords and, in our case, load your guns. It's fix your eyes on the King. It's trust him and believe him. Here we go. 1 Peter 1, 1 through 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He's like, my identity is in Jesus right away. To those who are elect exiles, you're chosen and then sent out of the dispersion. This word means scattered, right? He's like, look, we're Jews, some of us are Christian Jews, some of us are Christians. You are dispersed just like the 12 tribes of Israel were. He's like, look, we've got something in common, whether we're Christian Jews or we're Christian Gentiles. And he's saying, look, you're all over Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. This is like modern-day Turkey. You're all over the place. And this was done according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. God knew this, and he chose you for this time. This word foreknowledge is where we get prognosticator, people that say what's going to happen, almost prophetic, which our next series, it could take us all the way through the end of the year, is going to be about prophecy. But he says, this was done according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit, being made holy by the Holy Spirit. And why? For obedience to Jesus Christ. For the sprinkling with his blood, so he cleansed us with his blood. And he says, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. You guys, I geeked out so hard on this, and again, I don't get to unpack it a ton, but if you go through the questions later on this week or later on tonight, you'll probably be able to geek out with me a little bit. But the Trinity is mentioned here, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The order in how it's mentioned here is Father, Holy Spirit, Son. But I wanted these three words to help you know that God is all in for our salvation. even if we're spread all over the place. And that's how things grow, by the way. They grow by being spread all over the place. You've heard me say that manure is fertilizer. If manure just stays in a pile, it's just stinky and a mess. Spread it out, put it to work. How about this? Seeds, if you just put them all in one spot, that one spot's going to grow pretty cool and overwhelming and choke each other out. But if it's spread all over the place, now the growth is spread and it's beautiful and it spreads growth even further and further. That's what God did here, but here's how it goes. The Father chose us. Chosen. The Son saved us by his blood. And the Holy Spirit sanctifies us, makes us holy. We want to follow him. We want to honor him. And that's what we see right here all the way through this five chapters that we're going to look at for the next 8 weeks. We see these things and we see grace and peace multiplied. And so we'll move to 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. He just starts to fully be enamored with God. And listen to the language. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, his choosing, his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again. Born again, new life. You die to your old self, new to him. We were going to do baptisms today. Hopefully we can do them next week or the week after that. We'll see what the Lord has in store for us with the weather, with the air. But this idea that we're born again, like down with your old life, find yourself in Christ and up to a new life in him. And so this is this idea. And look, I want you to see how cool this is. He says, we're born again, first of all, to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He didn't just die for us. He rose from the dead. The next thing he says that we're born again to is an inheritance that's imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. So a living hope is like while you live here, you have a living hope. His name is Jesus. So it's here now, born again, to living now, and an inheritance forever. He's got it all covered, friends. Have you blown it? You don't have to raise your hand. I know you have. We all do. The living hope says, look, you don't have to stay there. The inheritance that is undefiled, unspoiled, kept in heaven for you, all of that was paid for by Jesus. He is literally our living hope. Listen to this, verse 5. So it's an inheritance. Verse 4, it says, that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power, that's you guys, us, God's people, by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. We struggle now, and we're going to hear about struggle all the way through this and suffering all the way through this, and yet it's just for a little bit. It feels like a long time, Aaron. It is for us, but it's only a little bit compared to forever, and God redeems it while we're here. And so he's this living hope. Your hope isn't in a lucky rabbit's foot. It isn't in money. It isn't in your possessions. It isn't in even the people in your life. It's in Jesus who died and rose again. Living hope. I want to geek out more on that, but I must keep moving on to a quote from one of my favorite Bible teachers. He talks about resurrection, and his name is Dr. Tony Evans. Tony Evans says this, Jesus' resurrection guarantees your own. Look, we talked about last week, this world, its desires pass away. But those that do the will of God live forever. The will of God is that we would focus on him, love him, serve him, be his people. But he chose us first. Remember foreknowledge? He chose us. Remember sprinkled by the blood? He saves us. Remember being sanctified by the Holy Spirit? He calls us to listen to him, to believe him, to follow him, no matter what. What a great gift. As we celebrate our 15th anniversary, we don't have anything fresh or new for you. We love God, we love others, and we serve generously. And God said, how much do you mean it? It's not just what's happening around us, it's what's happening within us. We get to help transform the world with the love and life of Jesus Christ. Our name is Crosswater because we literally are bridges to God's grace by His grace. Jesus is the only way to the Father, but we all get to be ways to Jesus. You're a bridge. Live it out. As goofy as that shirt was, be strong and courageous. Let it be contagious. I don't even know what I look like on that shirt. It's alien Spock child. But I'm redeemed, and that shirt is not me. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this. So he transitions to this. Verse 6 of 1 Peter 1. In this you rejoice. What? What do we rejoice in? Anybody really quick? What is it that he's saying we rejoice in? You got your Bibles open. Maybe you saw it up on the screen. What is the this that we rejoice in? Say it again. Hope in Jesus. Living hope in Jesus. And that we're redeemed and we've got all kinds of salvation. And he's going to reveal even more of it in the last times. So in this you rejoice. Though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials. This sounds a little bit like what we read in James. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes, though it's tested by fire, there's fire again, that it may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You guys, I want to unpack this a ton. I'm just going to say, we get tested to make us stronger, to reveal God, and to glorify Jesus, and we get to be a part of that. We get to receive His power. We get to be a part of His hope and His glory. And by His amazing grace, we get honored by loving Him and following Him, not by the world, by Him. That's so good. All right, so here we go. Verse 8, though you have not seen Him, I mean, some of us have seen Jesus, some of us, it was because there were some mushrooms in our life and it really messed some things up. But some of us saw Jesus because He gave us a revelation of Him. But many of us have seen Jesus just in other people's lives, in creation, in rain when there wasn't supposed to be rain, whatever. But very few of us have seen Him. And He's saying, look, you have not seen Him. These people, Peter had seen Him, but the people he was writing to hadn't seen Him. And though you haven't seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Look, you and I don't work for salvation, but we work it out. You and I, with faith and with hope and with joy and with all this goodness of who God is, He reveals salvation to us and through us. You obtain it by receiving it. You don't just reach out like, I'm going to put on my big girl pants and my big girl boots and I'm going to go for it. You actually admit that you need a living hope and you can't find it in you. And that you trust that He's revealing Himself to you more and more. And you obtain this glory, this salvation, because He gives it. Have you ever tried to carry everything in from the car because it's raining? Or because you just don't want to go back out there? Anybody? Has anybody ever asked you to carry something while your arms are full? Yeah, most of the people that said that were female, because you are amazing at that. Men, we're getting there. But, I mean, God is saying, let go of all the stuff and receive, obtain, avail yourself to what I have to offer you. All of this, He's talking about this saving faith, you guys. This idea of trusting Him, believing Him. So I got to quickly transition to 1 Peter 1, 10 through 12. I want to encourage you that all this, we're talking about being prepared for action. But listen to this. concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully. People a long, long time ago, way before us, but even way before these people that Peter's writing to in the first century, they prophesied, and they looked like, what's this about? God is doing something, and he's telling us something. He's giving himself to us. He's saving us. And remember, salvation for a lot of them was like being delivered from imminent pain and agony, but most importantly, it was being delivered one day from everything. And they didn't see all of it way back in the day when they prophesied about it, when they said, this is going to happen. If you want more on that, you could read Hebrews 11, because these people actually had this hope that was never 100% fulfilled in their lifetime, but they believed God was faithful, because he is. They inquired what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. Gosh, that's so thick. I'll have to unpack it for you in this. They were trying to see by the Holy Spirit that was in them and helping them to prophesy when all of this stuff was going to happen. And they didn't know, but they knew that it was going to happen. And now these guys, Peter in particular, who's writing this, is like, we saw it. And they were trying to figure it out by the Holy Spirit in them, but they didn't know all of it, but they knew that the Christ was going to suffer. When Jesus showed up on the scene and was just a dude, according to all these people, and then he suffered and died, many people were like, see, he wasn't the Messiah. Had they been listening to the prophecies, the Messiah is going to suffer, but he'll rise again. We're going to suffer, but we'll rise again. It's such a great thing. It's supposed to be a teamwork. And so check out this. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves by prophesying and speaking the truth, but they were serving you and I. In the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit, sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Look, he's saying there's this prophecy, there's this preparation, there's these people from ancient times that were talking about things that you were going to see. And together you teamed up to be able to see it and to believe it. Even the angels wanted to look into these things, but you have been blessed to see them. We've got it recorded. It's so good. So, church, on the celebration of our 15th anniversary, on the precipice of Lord knows what with fire and smoke and craziness, Josh moving on to another chapter of service and ministry, this time in the public school system, us looking for somebody to join our team, some of us wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. Would you know that it's been prophesied from way back in the book of Genesis that there was going to be somebody who would pay for us and who would set us free, and we would be part of this living hope? That somebody is always Jesus. That somebody's never going to be anybody else. He's our only hope. He's our what? Do you guys remember the word? Living hope. Do you know why they call him the living hope? Because he's alive. Come on, this is like, I'm giving you volleyballs here, softballs. You guys are living hope. And so we're going to celebrate that living hope. I have a friend, really quick, as the worship team comes up, that wants to announce to you an opportunity to serve in this ministry that is happening all around you. Is that on, bro? Maybe? I didn't mute it, I promise. Okay, come on up so people can see you. Thank you.
Is that a short joke?
No, it's not a short joke. Why would it be? Okay.
Touché.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Joy, and I am recruiting for help from people who want to help with Children's Church. We have about 20-ish people who help us, and we have substitutes, but we need a couple more people. I know some of you already help, and I love you for that.
Thank you.
But if anybody just really has that desire in their heart to help with Children's Church, I will be in the back after service, and you can come talk to me, and I'll get your number, and we will get stuff started, because we have kids in the church, and we all,
yes.
we love that the church is growing, and Amen. So, yeah. I'm Joy. Come talk to me in the back if you want to help with children.
Thank you, Joy. God bless you. Appreciate you. You guys, it's just part of who we are. We serve because we've been served. We love because we've been loved. And we have a chance to celebrate Jesus together. One more time before we go, but you're going to go. Be strong and courageous and let it be contagious. Don't keep it to yourself. The hope is living. Believe that.